Hi. Thanks for clicking on the audio. I'll be attending to you soon, but just so you know, the doctor's not here, so I have to step in for her. It's just a regular procedure anyways, so I'm qualified to do the job. So just sit back and relax, and I hope you enjoy my service. See you in a bit. Okay, let's see here. Hi, you must be my doctor's next patient. Unfortunately, she's a little bit busy with another patient at the moment. Yeah, it's a pretty intense procedure that she's doing right now. It was an emergency too, so she wasn't really prepared for it. So in lieu of that, I will have to be the one to go through the procedure today. It's nothing so intense. I believe she described to you how this is just going to be all routinary and everything. Yes. But if I can just have a quick look at you, see if you're doing okay, and well, we can proceed. Yes, so today you're here for a sexual wellness exam, and that will include the evaluation of the following. First is your sperm count. I'm gonna have to do this manually, if you know what I mean. Usually the doctor and you, well, you have your own procedure, of course, but some doctors will put something on so you can listen to or watch to, and then you just provide us with what you need. Other doctors, like sometimes your doctor, will be a little bit more hands-on, and that will be something I will be doing too, so if that's okay with you. Good. It's also why I have quite a revealing outfit for you today. Yep. Just a nurse's apron and nothing else underneath. You know what I mean? I hope that didn't give you quite a bit of a shocker as I entered. It did? Well, at least that's a bit of the desired effect, right? So you can just see me in this frilly little apron and you can admire what you're seeing. Hopefully that gets you nice and hard and ready for me to handle. Right, so your sperm count, and we're also going to see the quality of your erection. By quality, we mean the hardness, how long it takes for you to get hard. Immediately as I enter the room, I already have a timer ready. So I expect you're somewhere between mid to about three quarters hard for men typically, or for you on average. Also going to see your reaction time. So that's basically your libido, how quickly you react to the different sensations that you might be feeling as I manually, well, you know what I mean, as I manually try to, well, you know. gosh, sorry if I look a little flustered. I have experience in taking care of men, but well. The doctor sort of warned me a bit about you, so I know a little bit something about your medical history, well, more particularly your sexual wellness history. And seeing in your files today, I guess I'm a little bit more excited to get to, help you with your evaluation. So reaction times definitely, and I think that will be it. Oh, also, quality of your cum too. Of course, I'll have to have a little bit of a taste test to see if there's, if everything's good over there, if you know what I mean. Yes. So, just to double check, the last time that you had your evaluation was around 3 months ago. And that's good because for someone who is quite active as you are, it really needs to be done. And you had wonderful results those past 3 months, and that's what we're hoping to see again today. And once I collect your cum, I'm going to pass it over to the doctor, and she will be the one to run the whole test and everything and provide to you the results. Okay. Unfortunately, well, what I can do, in case you're feeling anything different, like if you have a headache, if you have any muscle pains, etc., just in case that you do, unfortunately, I won't be able to prescribe anything. But if that's the case, do let me know. In the middle of the procedure, if you feel like, oh, your head, you're feeling a little dizzy, your head's not right, something's not right with your body, please let me know immediately so that I can note that down. We can pause the procedure and then I can tell the doctor about it when she's done with her own procedure, and she can be the one to send you a proper prescription and advice on how to handle that. I don't think we'll have any problems though. Judging from your recent results. So, if you have been enjoying the view for a bit, I imagine that your cock is a little bit hard right now, aren't you? Yeah. Well, whenever you're ready, of course. I mean, I know I probably don't look very demure in this outfit with everything almost being revealed. My curves just exposed to you like this. But I thought that it would be a good idea. It would be a good experiment, I'd say, so that, you know, that the procedure doesn't feel so cold. You know, we can't just go right at it, you know? Like, a little bit of teasing and foreplay would be nice. I don't know if you agree, but well, I can see that I'm having the effect that I really need right now. So, yeah. but yeah, just whenever you're ready. Sorry if I'm a little flustered. I've done work with previous patients before, but as I said, I've never had anything quite like you. So, well, never had anyone quite like you, so. You ready? Okay, well, shall I pull your pants, or do you want to pull your pants? Okay, sure. Okay. Well, I know the length and girth of your cock, so I shouldn't be surprised, but it fully standing like this is definitely, well, that's something that we always experience with patients. I guess the little apron really did its job, didn't it? Right, so I have to, yes, I have to start the examination. All right, focus. What do I do? Right. Test the hardness of the cock first. Sorry, I know. I seem a little inexperienced. I definitely am. It's just new patient level procedure. Stuff like that. You know, you're a little bit overwhelming, if I'm being honest. So just going to, there. Rub the tip of your cock like this and just see how that is. Okay, I think I can get you to be a little bit harder. So if I just pull down my apron like this, just to reveal my tits underneath, do you like the way it bounces as I pull it down? Maybe you'd like it if I rub my tits around it. Make your hard cock feel how soft and perky my tits are. Drag it across my nipples a bit. Please ignore it if it gets hard. It's a natural bodily reaction, I guess. Sorry, I need to stay professional. Right, so here you are, getting a little bit harder based from the way I feel on my hands and my tits too. Next would be to just stroke your cock from the very tip down to the base, just to feel how hard you are, and you're definitely very, very hard. I've never seen somebody stiff like this, really. I bet it must be so much fun to feel your cock inside me. Well, professionalism, but I bet your partners must be very lucky. And down to your bass, really, really hard here. Mm-hmm, bass, the shaft, the tip, just a little bit more pliable. Because, you know, that's good. That's what we want to see, to have a little bit pliable still so that you can go at women in different angles, I guess. Let's see your balls and see just how heavy they are. Mm-hmm, that's a pretty good weight, I would say. Mm-hmm. I'd say that you have a healthy amount of cum in there. I will definitely find out the more I play with it, stroke it, touch it, taste it. Speaking of tasting, I'll have to give your pre-cum a little bit of a taste test, if that's okay with you. Okay, thank you. Let's see if I could feel if you can still get a little, because I can feel like your cock is getting harder, like getting bigger too, so I'll see if I can measure it with my tits. Oh, my tongue is lapping at the tip of your cock. Good taste and consistency. Definitely good indicators of a healthy cock. It's exactly what I thought. You're getting harder and bigger with every lick. You're quite a fine specimen, if I may say so myself. Sorry, I break into giggles when I get super nervous. Sorry, need to focus. But as I said, as I was saying, these are really pointing towards good results. Now I have to take more of your cock inside me. Is that okay? Okay, try to hold off if you're getting a little bit closer. I think we're getting to that point soon, but if I may really ask you to please just hold off a little bit. And I want to be able to see if you can sort of prolong things, just to also test that as well. We might as well. Just to see your control tool. So please try to resist coming when you feel my throat constrict around your cock. Some men tend to just give themselves so quickly. So control yourself a little bit, please. Good job. I can definitely feel the way your cock is reacting. Pulsing and pulsing and twitching. It's almost, I can also see it, you're trying to resist your hips from face-fucking me. Well, oh, it's totally fine if you do, but just remember to hold out as long as you can. We need to see this both a mix of your reaction and your control, okay? Good job. Even as my throat was constricting tightly against your cock, you still managed to hold off. Though I can feel that you're getting a little bit tense and tight, that you're ready to give to give your cum to me. You're holding off well so far. So one more round, please, if you can. Oh, As much as I want you to finish in my mouth, I'm gonna have to have you finish around my tits, okay? Well, I imagine it would be awkward for you to come in a cup, so if you can just come all over my tits and I can just collect it with my hands in this cup too. Okay, come as hard as you can for me, okay? And tell me when you're gonna come so you can come all over my tits, okay? Okay, perfect. Ready? Let's go. Come all over me. Come all over my tits, please. Give me every drop of your cum. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Don't be afraid to just flap your cock all over me. That's it. Rub it all over my tits. Rub that cock all over my tits. So much cum. Good job. Well, I'll have to just press my tits like this so that it stays on. But thank you so much. You gave so much cum. And you were really good. Let me just try and take a way to just to keep it in. This should do. Take every drop, making sure I have the enough amounts. And perfect. That should be enough for the doctor too. And even more, actually. Should be enough for the doctor. And to examine your cock. That's all. Your cum. But that is quite a lot. So thank you so much for agreeing to this procedure. And for letting me handle it. I hope that you had a good experience. Great. Well, anyways, the hospital is going to send you an online form for you to fill. So if you could just kindly do that and rate me however you feel so that they have an idea on how good my service was. If that's okay. Thank you. Also, hang on, I need to remember. I need to list all of this down. But everything is pretty good, I would say. There we go. Everything is within what we would expect, so let me just check all of these. The only thing that needs to get tested is your sperm count, which I think is going to be wonderful because you just gave so much. You gave so much, and I think you are pretty much in good shape. But don't let me, you know, don't let me be the one to say it. Let the doctor say it. Listen to her first. So, that's it. The results, the report, everything will be forwarded to you by email. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day ahead. And I'll see you for your next checkup soon. Bye!